This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello, my name is Waru, and welcome to Where's Waru, the show where I talk about my intrigues and interests. Follow along and find out what may intrigue and interest you. Welcome. Today's topic will be about God. I always found it quite odd. You have the Mother, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But, right, Mother, Son, okay. And, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the odd thing is, you know, they left out the Mother, because without the Mother, there is no Jesus. And with no Jesus, no Christianity, or the other religions that branch off Christianity. As to how much of those, I would not know exactly. Because, you know, over the many, many years, religion has been around. Religions have kind of branched off different type of religions and told many different type of stories. Because some religious stories somewhat play on, it's kind of an odd word, but play off the same tune. As with instruments, you can have could have the exact same instruments, but have a range of different music to be playing off the same instruments. But that's with religion as well, playing off the same type of thing. It's God and then the messenger, but as to what the message is, it's always different depending on the person's interpretations of the message. But some people also turn to, or whatever book that may be, or religious descriptions, and with the words in or the religious text, people may interpret the meaning to be quite different to other people, as with language. You know, you don't know what until you translate or are told what is said, then you have an understanding. But then with interpretation, you have a different meaning to what the person is exactly saying, which makes religions quite interesting and unusual. The thing I was wondering that I find really interesting, but I'm not quite sure exactly on who would have the time, would be if I could have a color-coded Bible or religious text of any sort. But to have a religious Bible example, for example, if it was color-coded on who said what. Because when I read through, you know, the Bible, it gets quite confusing sometimes of exactly who says what, because then you have to go all the way back and forth in figuring out who says what. But someone's probably already actually done that, and I haven't even looked it up, but it'll be interesting to see a color-coded version of a Bible. and the amount of work would have to be done would be quite substantial. We're going to cut to some music by Linkin Park called New Divide. And sadly, good music makes me cry. And welcome back to Where's Waru at Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today we were going on the topic of religion, or God, which is somewhat religion, but God can kind of be in its own topic. Doesn't have to be always attached to religion, even though people have done that for many, many years. So I have here in my small wordings, God, meaning of life is simple, which it is. I always find it quite unusual when watching videos of people trying to explain the meaning of life. The easiest, or a simple way of trying to explain it is, you know, what's the meaning of death? Well, not much, because you're dead. And so there can't be really much meaning to your life if you can't really live your life, because you're dead. You know, the meaning of death is nothing. You're gone. No, you can't walk the earth when you're under it. And the meaning of life is simple, because you're alive. So live your life, however that may be exactly. And so that's the simple thing of meaning of life, is just to live it. Do your best to live day by day. Another one here is, this kind of has some explaining. So God and evil, but if you, between the O and the G, if you add a letter O, that will be the word good. And with evil, if you add the letter D in front of the E, then that will be devil. I'm not quite sure if people kind of ever seen it like that before, but I always found it quite interesting when looking at good and evil, or God and devil. It's just one letter off. And then I have, it looks like a flower, but it isn't somewhat. It's the earth, Earth's magnetic field, which I always found quite interesting. And that's all because of the magnetic field of the sun and the earth. I think the that's why the earth is on a tilt. There, was it the collision? Well, basically a big, I can't remember if it's asteroid. I think it's asteroid. I'm pretty sure it's asteroid. But basically, asteroid collides with Earth, or where it hits it but doesn't quite hit it. It hits the side of it and then goes back out to space and then kind of forms its own gravity field. And it's all put back together, and then we have the moon. Well, that's how it's sciencey. That's how it's told. You know, I believe that, of course. But that's how it's kind of told. But of why the Earth is on a tilt is because of that collision with asteroid. Asteroid comes by, hits. The Earth gets flung out to space, and then we have the moon. And then that's what is to believe of why Earth is on a tilt. But I think Earth is on a tilt, not because of that, but because of the magnetic field. That's my kind of belief on why Earth is on a tilt, as well as the black hole or dark star, as I'd probably call it. That's magnetic. That magnetic field is quite similar to our solar system or our sun. But it's quite interesting because you can go way off topic into many different directions, because there's dark matter and antimatter, but I kind of don't really believe that one. As well as there's a string theory. Okay, time for a good song. And we'll get back to my particular topics on Where's Waru.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
So getting back to the space or space topic, which is quite a wide range, but sometimes you really have to narrow the space topic down. And what I was going off of, the Earth's tilt, I would say, is because of the magnetic field, not because of the collision that eventually formed the moon. I would believe the Earth's tilt is because of the magnetic field from the sun and kind of connecting with the Earth, causing the tilt, or it's like a weak tilt, as well as with all the other planets kind of along the same line of that magnetic field of, but then it also kind of forms around how that planet or moon was formed, causing the tilt. As a Uranus, also known in other words as well, or other known laughable words when you say it, is quite on a basically rolling like a tire. That's its tilt, which is quite hilarious and quite embarrassing when it comes to a planetary tilt. And the it's quite interesting though, because of the magnetic field and how far they can stretch out into space. But basically, I've just done my own calculations to things, because really I have not much people I can talk to, so I have to kind of do my own calculations in my head and figuring out how things are, or how I see things are done when it comes to a planetary scale or solar system and universe, and trying to figure it out. But as with dark matter and dark matter and antimatter, I don't actually believe those things exist. As well as a string theory, that's kind of a really weird one, how things are made of strings. But you'd think with all the strings, well, you know, just strings just to make a t-shirt, you know, you'd think there would be a possibility of finding them out in space somewhere. But that would be kind of difficult as well, because you're trying to find a black t-shirt in space. You know, where the hell do you look exactly? Oh, and the other, we'll get to back to the religion topic. When did you choose your faith? Well, I'd say from the start exactly, from the start of it all. It's probably just a bit easier to say that. You know, what is your faith? How did you choose your faith? Chose it from the start, is the simple way of putting it. Number 8, what does hell look like? I would have, I wouldn't know exactly on hell. It's difficult to make up a joke when the joke is already dead. Why do someone start believing in God? That's quite interesting. I wouldn't know exactly. That's the difficult thing. I'm going to have to actually go through these at home and pick the best ones of religions. But I am really lost for words today. Not really good. But that's the thing of life, trying to figure out what the hell to do. As well as my board game, I'm still trying to figure out that. But my board game, I'll just put this out there, will be more difficult than chess or Go. I hope. But we're going to end it here with another song, because I'm kind of lost with words today. And the song is... the song is called What I've Done by Linkin Park, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you for listening to my show, Where's Waru? To listen to my past episodes, go to accessradiotaranaki.com, and I hope you've enjoyed your day today, whether it be morning, noon, or nighttime. And thank you for watching. I mean, listening.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.